The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Right from the get-go, I thought we were playing well. Did a nice job with our checking. Second period being our best period. Like, they had a 4 or 5 minute push there late in the period, and then we kind of bounced back for the last 3 minutes. But on our toes, being assertive, there's a physicality to our game. Guys were moving the puck. Execution was good. I liked their game from start to finish, really.
Look, there was a reason I told everybody, relax.
Yeah, you were right.
I went full Aaron Rodgers on you.
You were right.
I said, relax. Relax. Be nice. Don't worry about the four the losing streak. I told you that road trip was a road trip that nobody wanted to be on, and that they would be able to come back this week, be re-energized by opponents like St. Louis and Nashville and Minnesota, and they would get their playoff face on. They went out and dominated a good Blues team, good Blues team that's been playing really, really well of late.
I thought there were a couple things that obviously you got to be better on your power play, right? 0-for-3 on the power play. Shots on goal were about even. I thought physically they played that second period, by the way. I mean, you want to talk about tilted ice. That until they gave up the goal on the power play. They did give up a goal on a power play in that second period, but boy, I tell you, just the speed, athleticism, and like Bednar said, they were hitting them. Like, they were playing a physical style of hockey, which I appreciate that about the Avalanche. My brother-in-law, he played high school hockey. You know, he was a really good hockey player in Alaska. And he's been at the house for the last couple of days. He just left. But he's a big Avalanche fan. And he's like, he's doubting Thomas. Because he's like, yeah, they're small on the back end. You know, they get bullied in playoff series. They get clogged up in the ice, and they can't use their athleticism as an advantage. And he goes, I just can't buy into the Avs until I can buy into the Avs type of thing, right? And
that's fair.
Right.
I think that's a fair critique. Yeah.
I mean, if I need to know something about hockey, I call him. I'm like, hey, what do you think about that? Because he is a huge fan. And, you know, he's got great knowledge about the game. But I think it is fair, but I'm with you, Mike. Yesterday's game was a big-time performance for me. Next on the Morning Brew.
Hey, some people shy away from contact. Some people thrive on it, and I think that's who we have to be. Aaron Gordon's a great example. Like, I think game one and two, he was a shell of himself. And I think he was frustrated. He's trying to figure things out. In game three and four, Aaron Gordon said, you know what, I'm just going to go out here and play aggressive, be physical, and make things happen.
Michael Malone's Nuggets. Back in San Francisco, we know how that went the first two games out there. Game five tonight, fresh off a victory, fresh off really two gutty performances at home.
Mm-hmm.
You give them any chance of bringing this series back home for game six tonight?
Oh, there's a chance. I mean, it's a lot of things have to go your way. And out there, he's right about the physicality. Aaron Gordon has played really six good quarters of basketball. Because go back to game three, it was the second half where he really started playing well. And then, you know, game four, he played exceptionally. And he got to the foul line 13 times. Like, you got to play that style. You can't be afraid of using all your fouls across the bench, even if that's Faku coming in and getting a spaz foul. You might need a few spaz fouls. But you, not only do he you is. Have to play, oh, yeah, you do this all over the place. But he is that guy. He's the guy, though, you don't want to play, right?
Oh, no. He's the guy. He's the guy when you're, like, doing a run at 24-hour fitness, and he just is, like, playing full-court defense.
Yes.
Picking you up. It's face like, guarding you.
You know what it's like?
Leave me alone.
There were a couple guys that you'd be in December, and I'd be December, and my hands are just beat to a pulp. Like, my hands hurt, my fingers just killing me. And all of a sudden, you get some guy on practice squad that's like, he's gonna, maybe I'll crack the starting lineup if I beat Stink up today. And there have been more than one occasion where I said, if you don't stop swatting at my hands, I will go to Shanahan right now and have you cut. Like, stop it. Like, stop. You're not.
I'll go tell Mike.
Right.
I'm going to go tell Shanny that you're beating up on my poor hands.
Right. Well, but like, listen, man, you're here to give me a look. It's not like you're not here to win my win a job. You're here to give me a look.
Mike.
Yeah.
He's bothering me.
Dude, that's Composo. Just a pain in the ass.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I think they're both frustrating in that, you know, our third baseman is Gold Glove caliber, and he uncharacteristically made a poor throw. You know, he was, you know, upset about it. He's not, you know, he's a great defender. And Dom, I think, just got caught up in the moment of, you know, the ricochet came back to him, and he was trying to make a baseball play, but it was ill-advised.
Hey, look. I know. Back-to-back blowout losses against the Phillies.
Yeah.
But they're still over 500.
Right.
They're still 10-7. They're still one of only a handful of teams with double-digit victories, so we're going to allow Bud Black's new song to breathe for a little while longer. Turn that back up. We're not down. We're not.
Crank it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Turn this up.
Yeah.
This up in your cars right now. Come on.
I will say.
It's going to be a good day. It's Wednesday. Hump day. Right. Look at it outside.
I will say that a bad formula for the Rockies is bad pitching coupled with bad defense coupled with one-run homers. You're not going to win a lot of games. But if that's your formula, you're not going to win. You better play. If you've got question marks at the pitching game, you damn well better play really good defense, and you damn well better hit three-run bombs. I mean,
No, not yet.
By the way,
but keep it on deck. See what I did there?
By the way, our big free agent acquisition has yet to hit a homer, right?
Oh, yeah, Chris Bryant. I forgot about him.
Yeah. Jeez. And I think at what point do you send Brendan Rodgers down? Dude, he's hitting like .07.
No, he's not hitting
0-7. He's hitting, like, he was hitting, he went into the game he's yesterday at .82.
Yeah, .078. Yes, he's hitting 0-7-8 right now. 0-7-8.
Dude, he has got to, like, he's got to do heavy lifting before he hits the Mendoza line.
Wow.
Do you know how bad that is?
That's bad.
I mean, that's an automatic out. The other day, yesterday, somebody walked him.
Oh, you ready for this?
Starting pitcher walked him. I'm like, what are you doing? Okay. Was it the day before yesterday?
Everyone can understand this stat, right? You're hitting .078, but, you know, like, hey, small sample size, 12 at bats, you got one hit. So I'm like, no. This guy on the season is, ready for this, 4-51.
Yeah.
4-51.
Super duper bad.
Yeah. Yes. Next on the Morning Brew.
Gordon could not have been and lost the ball. Gordon fumbles, and it's picked up. Nick Bolton, the former Missouri Tiger, with a game-changing play. A scoop and score.
Melvin Gordon is back, everybody. Reunited with a former Badger, couple of Badgers, Russell Wilson and Melvin Gordon. So he's back on a one-year deal, incentive-laden, performance-laden, upwards of $5 million. Do you think it was laid out to him in no uncertain terms? You are now the backup to Javonte Williams. You are here to complement Javonte Williams.
Yeah, I don't doubt that that was laid out to him. But I will say this, Mike, is that, which is fine, you're still going to share carries.
Share?
Sure.
Or Javonte gets 20 and you get 10.
Well, you're still sharing them. I mean,
I don't consider that sharing. Sharing is you share. Share is you and I share. We each get equal.
And the sharing is not equal.
Most of the time, it's the thought behind sharing is equal. We're sharing this.
Do you share with your wife? Do you share with your wife?
Yes.
Is it equal? Don't lie. No. It's not.
Well, give me examples.
I'm just telling you, it's not. See, here's the problem with it. 50-50. Like, marriage is not a 50-50 proposition. It's a 100-100 proposition. There are certain things my wife does 80% of, and I'm 20. There's things I do 100% of, or 80% of, and she's 20. But but you're still sharing.
Yeah, but I think when you first hear the word, your first instinct when you hear sharing.
How about 15 and 10?
No,
15 and 7.
This move was based on the idea that Melvin Gordon is expecting 10 carries for every 15 for Javonte Williams, I don't like the deal. If he expects 10 carries for every 20 for Javonte Williams, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I don't want to share.
You and I are arguing over 5 carries. Can we come to an agreement here? Can we say 20 and 12?
20 and 12.
Well, wait a minute. That's 32 carries. So you want 20 and 10?
Yeah, you want 18 and 12? Nope, don't like it.
18 and 12?
Nope.
What if I got you to 19, 11?
Sold. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.
I knew I'd get you gambling.
Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.